put up simple PDF discharge here. Today's date is 03/12/2022. Dictation is 4. Letitia Jones. Jones spells J-O-N-E-S. Letitia spells L-E-T-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 07/07/1993. This is a 28-year-old female here with pain and numbness to her fingers. Period. Patient says this has been going on for approximately 5 days. And it's gotten worse in the last two periods. She denies trauma. She said pain feels like pins and needles running down to her fingertips, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No change experienced. Paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed or were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status 100% of room air. Blood pressure 136 over 97, pulse 75. Respiration 18, temperature 98.4. Period. Next paragraph. Hand exam, bilateral hands, no atrophy, full range of motion, cap refill less than 2 seconds. No edema, no erythema. She has good strength, 5 of 5. She has a positive phalen test. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, with inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema. No peripheral edema. No cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is peripheral neuropathy. Assessment number 2, fatigue. Number 3, mild obesity. Next paragraph. Assessment and next paragraph. Today we did labs as follows: CBC, CMP, TSH, T3, T4. Next paragraph, a finger stick for sugar was done. Finger stick was normal. Next paragraph, patient was educated on her condition, uneducated on the differential. She was advised to wear a brace, especially at nights when she indicated that's when most of the pain is. There's a possibility that this may be carpal tunnel. I would first try the brace, and she would wear the brace for about a month. No improvement. I would send her for a nerve conduction study. Then, if positive, we send her to a hand specialist for treatment option, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was sent home with the following medication: gabapentin, 200 milligrams. She was advised to take 1 pill at nighttime. She was advised if she wants to take it during the daytime, she must first make sure that the medicine does not cause her to be drowsy. And if it does, she should only take it at bedtime. End of dictation.